Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the third innings. My name is Maxwell Charzoff, and alongside me, as always, is my co-host and good friend Prasuk Jain. So Prasuk, less than a week ago until the Mumbai RCB clash, the first clash of the IPL season. How excited are you for this year's Vivo IPL?
Just to clear the air, we are not getting any money for the Vivo sponsorship.
No, we're not getting any money at all.
Yet.
Yet. If you would like to sponsor us, please leave a message in our DMs.
Yes. Yes. Can't wait. Less than 7 days to go for the first game. Mumbai RCB at Chennai. In Chennai at the MA Chidambaram Stadium. Something that doesn't suit the Mumbai Indians playing style. I hope they lose. But again, less than 7 days to go.
Yeah.
Are there any news going around for the IPL this year?
There is a bit of news floating around in the news sphere. One of which is, you know how the Delhi Capitals, I'm not sure if you've heard of them, were looking for a new captain? Did you know about that?
If I knew, I would have rushed back to Delhi and approached Ricky Ponting and said, I am the captain of the thirds. Are you looking for a new captain? Ready for the job? Who is it then?
A bit of a no-name player, out of the blue kind of selection. I wasn't expecting him to make the team, let alone the captaincy.
Was it Besto or something?
I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Rishabh Pant.
Pant?
Pant.
That's a new name.
Oh, there's a misspelling. It's Rishabh Pant.
Oh, Rishabh Pant.
Yes, Rishabh Pant. The centurion of the England-India series is going to be the captain of the Delhi Capitals. How pumped are you?
Isn't he the youngest captain in this edition this year?
Probably. I haven't checked that.
To be honest, I'm not very thrilled about that. I would have gone for a more experienced guy, probably a Rahane or a Steve Smith. With Rishabh Pant, I'm not demeaning his cricket skills at all, but just that IPL pressure, he doesn't have any captaincy experience before this, and to order around players like Steve Smith, Rahane, Shikhar Dhawan, Rabada, those sort of huge international names, just to control them, I think it's too much of a task. But again, looking forward, maybe this helps to have a bit of extra maturity in his batting
time and behind the wickets
as well.
Yazoo.
Lensu. Tim Payne.
Well, one of his recent teammates from the Test series, the one and only Akshar Patel, has unfortunately tested positive for COVID. What does this mean for his IPL season coming up?
You wouldn't miss that name, right? Being a Gujarati?
No. I grew up on the street over from him. Right. Yeah, good mate.
Well, he has been tested positive and he has been sent into 10 days of isolation. And he will have to go under a cardiac test, some sort of an inspection before he's fit to play.
So no that, broken hearts allowed.
Exactly. Especially for Gujarat Lions fans. But he is set to miss the first game. And if all goes well, if he tests negative and if all the results are fine, the medical results, he is set to play the second game. But he's definitely going to miss the first game against Chennai.
Yeah. Speaking of Chennai, a stalwart of the Chennai Super Kings, Harbhajan Singh, has fortunately, moved to KKR, the Kolkata Knight Riders.
KKR is playing a lot of games in Chennai, I believe. And so basically, he's coming back to his IPL home.
So you're saying it's a strategic move to play more games at home?
It's definitely a strategy. And I think it's also a strategy for CSK to reduce their average age of the players, because Harbhajan is 40. And this might help, if not help.
Even with that, the average age of their team is 31. Right. So whatever damage that did is null and void, considering they have Faf du Plessis and Emma Stoney and et cetera, et cetera. Some players have decided that they don't like money, or they prefer to live more than they like money.
That's I think a lot of that's a very trendy thing in Australia, I believe.
I believe so too. That's because Mitchell Marsh, oh no, Josh Felipe and Josh Hazlewood have all opted out of this year's IPL. Josh Hazlewood especially late as well. However, this is brilliant news for people who like Australian domestic cricket because they get to come home and play in the final series that's starting soon. However, they do miss out on the IPL. What are the ramifications of them missing out?
Maybe they had a chat with Dale Steyn. Maybe they are convinced that
they just want to play PSL. Yeah. Mm.
And maybe they listened to one of our episodes where we said the PSL might start in June and they want to prepare for that.
There's big money in the PSL.
That's big money.
Big money.
Big, big, big fame.
It's not streamed on YouTube though. Well, what does Mitchell Marsh, Josh Felipe and Josh Hazlewood's exclusion mean?
Well, Jason Roy, I think he was still waiting at the airport after he departed from the test series, from the limited over series, sorry, and some English players stayed back for the IPL and the others left, but he was still waiting at the airport.
Mm.
And now he gets to come back.
Was it a Tom Hanks in the movie Terminal kind of situation? Where
could be, yeah.
While he was in the air, yeah. England wasn't a country anymore. And when he landed, he did not have a country. So yeah, India have decided to recruit him as a local talent.
We should thank Josh Felipe for that.
We should thank Josh. Thank you, Josh Felipe.
So Jason Roy gets to play in the Sunrisers Hyderabad.
Mm.
Whether or not he gets to play is decided, going to be decided later, but he is in the squad.
I think he was one of our unlucky, people who are unlucky not to get picked in that episode from a while back.
Yep.
If you want to hear who else we thought was unlucky, go and have a listen to that episode. It was a while ago, but it still holds true to this day, or maybe not if they're starting to get picked up. Another player who had got a ramification from these three missing out is Finn Allen. The guy just knocked up a 71 of 29 against Bangladesh in the T20.
And we covered that in the last episode.
If you want to hear more news, go and listen to that episode. We've got episodes coming out of our wazoo.
So he joined RCB.
RCB.
Do they need one of those after having Maxwell and ABD?
No. No, they do not. They don't know what they need.
No.
No. And they're going to break the first rule of the IPL. No broken hearts. They're going to break many people's hearts this year.
Bangalorean people. He's replacing Mitchell Marsh?
I maybe say so. Josh Felipe is who he's replacing.
Josh Felipe. Right. Yes. So, sort of like for like? Not a keeper, but...
Hard-hitting, top-order batsman.
Hmm?
That's what he is. So, in a sense, yes. Like for like.
I hope it fills up the needed middle order in the RCB, but we'll talk about that later as well.
Yes, we will. For now, we love this guy on this podcast, and maybe there should be a returning segment each week. How is Pujara going? Please, Prasuk, tell us. How is Cheteshwar Pujara going?
I don't think he's in a better zone. I think he's very happy. He's on cloud nine, judging by his Instagram posts and the training sessions he's undergoing. He's very, very happy to join IPL again after 7 years. And he has always had that willingness to prove his game in the white ball. And I'm very happy for him that he got this opportunity. I don't think he can make it to the ODI team again or the T20 Indian team, but at least hopefully he can retain his IPL spot each year. And he said that he very much enjoys the captaincy of MSD, and he debuted under MSD as well, and now it's sort of a IPL debut for him after 7 years, but still, and hope it can bring good news for him.
Well, one thing he won't like, because we know he likes to bat time, is that there is new time restrictions set to the IPL. Could you just explain that a bit?
The good thing is that it's more it's more harmful for the bowlers than the batsmen, because the bowlers tend to waste more time getting a drink, or the batsmen do too, but Pujara doesn't really have that in his nature. He doesn't really change gloves every 2 overs, and I think he'll be in a hurry to score as many runs as possible. But coming back to the new restrictions, the new rule is for the innings, the one innings, the 20 overs to be finished within 90 minutes. So the rule before was that the 20th over has to be started in 90 minutes.
Ooh.
But now the 20 overs have to be finished.
Good.
Within 90 minutes. So you can't take 10 minutes to bowl the last over.
Good. Good. I am so sick of teams taking so long to plan out their last over. I know it is difficult. I know you have to set a field. But do you need 8 people telling you what ball to bowl?
No. Then you're going to bowl something else anyways. Yeah.
He's going to switch hit you for 6 anyway. Yeah. What does it matter? Bounce him. The number one rule of death bowling. Bounce him.
Bounce him. Attack the helmet.
Also, no soft signal, I've heard.
That is correct. No soft signal. So the third umpire is going to make that decision whether or not it was out or not. I mean, if the umpire has enough evidence to make a decision, either way, the third umpire is going to make, doesn't matter, because the umpire cannot really see everything. If the catch is taken or not taken at fine leg, umpire can't see it.
Yeah.
And then it's just a gamble. It's just a coin toss, which probably Kohli will lose again. So it's completely unfair for the team it goes against. So that rule has been scraped by BCCI for the IPL only.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it pans out. Maybe it's not a good idea, but we'll see how it goes.
I think that's a pretty good idea. Third umpire is getting a lot to do now. It used to be 10 years ago, you were just there before DRS. Yeah, you were just there hanging around, waiting for one of your mates to get injured, kind of thing. Now, you got to make decisions. Like, you're on the field. You got to watch each ball to see if it was a front foot, no ball. You got to determine whether it's out or not for a catch without any soft signal. And now also, you got to call the short runs.
Yep. So
crazy.
Not only the fielders.
And no balls as well.
Exactly. Not just the fielders, the bowlers, but you have to watch the running as well now.
Yeah.
They should have 2/3 umpires.
They actually have to watch the cricket to do their job.
6th umpire.
Then
2/3 umpires.
Mm. That might work. They got to have more buttons than like a space shuttle right now on the desk. Not out. Out. No ball. I guess that's not that many buttons.
Yeah.
Anyway. Alrighty, now it's time to move on to our long-awaited episode. We've been talking to people and they've been saying, wow, we're really looking forward to this episode. So are we. And we're looking forward to this segment. We're going to give you our predictions of what happens in this year's Vivo IPL.
Indeed.
No heartbreakers, please. We're going to start off at the bottom of the table. Who do you think is finishing last in this year's IPL?
I have to go with Rajasthan Royals. Why, you ask?
Yes.
Because they are missing out on Jofra Archer
mm-hmm.
because of some sort of injury. It used to be elbow, but now it's something else, I believe.
Yes, he cut his hand on his fish tank that he broke at home, and there was a piece of glass stuck in between his fingers, and he only recently had surgery on it. So he won't miss the entirety of the IPL. He'll probably play a couple of games, but looking more towards the second half of the season. It's the problem with such a short tournament. Short, you know, so many games crammed into a short time is what I mean.
But also with the quarantine, the testing, you can't really just fly in and play.
Yes.
And that's the exact reason why it's advised not to bowl at home, inside your home premises.
Oh.
Then you break a fish tank.
Uh-huh.
And then you try to fetch the ball probably and cut your hand.
I have a pet lizard. Am I able to bowl at home or is it still ill-advised?
If the lizard knows how to bat.
It knows how to catch.
Okay, fine.
Okay, cool.
But you can use a tennis ball.
Cool. Thank you. You know who else? Well, no. You know who doesn't know how to catch?
You tell me.
I will tell you. My prediction.
Russell Van der Dussen?
Yeah, Rassie Van der Dussen as well. Yes, him. But also, my team that I'm putting at the bottom of the table this year, which is the Chennai Super Kings, formerly known as the Gujarat Lions.
Is that because of their age?
Or it is 100% else? Because of their age. Like, they have a couple of good players here and there. Sam Curran, I like him. I like him in the IPL. He did really well last year in the IPL. But then they've got everyone who's so old, man. That sounds very mean to me, but it's also a fact. I should have researched, but did not, how many of their players are retired from international cricket. because I would have to think that it's more than any other team in the league. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And they just got rid of Harbhajan and Shane Watson?
Yes.
So
Harbhajan, of course, moving to KKR, and Shane Watson retiring and starting his own cricket company where he sells bats and equipment and a podcast as well.
Oh, is it? Okay.
T20 Stars. It's pretty good.
Competition.
It's pretty good. Nah. Nah, it's not competition, man. He's all the way back there.
But talking about the bottom teams, who do you think is going into the playoffs?
Of course, four teams making it into the playoffs. Half of the competition. My teams that I think are making it through are the Mumbai Indians, the Delhi Capitals, Sunrisers Hyderabad, and the Punjab Kings. What about yourself?
The Gujarat Lions. I have three out of the four, same as yours. I have Mumbai, Delhi, Sunrisers, and RCB. I know you wouldn't expect that.
No.
But I have a feeling they are going to do it this year. Just the playoffs, though.
Everyone says every year, I have a feeling they're going to do it this year. But they've gone backwards, I think, in terms of their list structure, in terms of a lot. But we'll go into that in more detail in just a second. Also in the running, I think, is KKR, the new home of the Turbinator.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely. They have a good balance. They have some good buys, and they'd be pumped up to have a good performance this year.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, who is taking home the Bickies in this year's Vivo IPL?
In this year's Vivo IPL, as always, I have to be biased. I'll go for my home team, Delhi Capitals.
A bias, of course, being the number one rule of journalism.
Exactly.
Number two rule?
Number two rule?
Don't break any hearts.
Don't break any hearts. In this, especially in this year's Vivo IPL.
Especially in this year's Vivo IPL. You're going Delhi Capitals. Big old DC.
Yep.
You think they're finishing up top?
I think so. I hope so. They showed last year what they can do. Last year was still a bit of inexperience for them coming into the IPL, the Vivo IPL, with less experienced players or not having that combination going as they wanted. But after the finish of the IPL, I think going into this year, they are the most secure team with their playing 11 sort of already defined. And their only headache could be something better, like now Steve Smith coming into the side, which again we'll go into detail a bit later, but I do think DC has a very good chance. What about you?
The stars of Netflix, I think, are going to lift this trophy. The one and only Mumbai Indians.
Again? Three times in a row?
Three times in a row.
It has never happened before.
How many versions of the Vivo IPL has there been? 11?
11.
11. So, not many chances. They're going to take this chance. They've been given this chance. They have, like you said, for DC, essentially the same team they had last year, except for a couple of good pickups. They've strengthened, they've solidified a couple more relationships. It's nice and good. I think that we're going to see the same final as we did last year.
That would be a cracker of a game.
Yeah. Definitely.
Delhi versus Mumbai.
I think those are the two best teams. Yep. And then it's just a matter of who capitalizes.
And this year we don't have any home advantage.
No.
So that's going to be very interesting as well.
We didn't last year either.
No, I mean during the league as well, because Delhi hasn't really captured on their home advantage. So probably they are least affected. But Mumbai, they bank on their home games. They really bank on their crowd.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be there. So we'll have to see how they perform without any crowd or any home advantage.
How about for the competition within the competition, that is the Vivo IPL? Who do you think is winning the Orange Cap this year? Orange Cap, of course, being the highest run scorer.
You would have never expected me to say that name.
Sarfaraz Khan?
Even, I wouldn't say even worse. Similar in terms of physique.
Is it the mini Ravi Shastri?
You mean Dilip? He is the mini Ravi Shastri.
The mini Ravi Shastri.
Prithvi Shaw.
Prithvi Shaw.
And I'm only basing this on the fact that he has had a tremendous form in the recently concluded Vijay Hazare Trophy, where he scored 800 runs in 8 games or something. I am hoping that he continues the form. And since he has that aggressive attacking nature, if he comes into form, he's going to change the game. He's definitely going to score a lot of runs. But again, I'm hoping because he plays for Delhi.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see what happens. Who is your orange cap holder?
I think it's going to go to David Warner.
He has done that before.
He has done it plenty of times before. And I think he is going to, again, still not 100% fit.
90%
from
fit
that massive groin strain on his massive groin in the India series. Still not 100% fit. He's going to be apparently fit 9 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have a baby and still be unfit when he gave birth. It's a long time, but he has been in brilliant form in the Marsh One Day Cup in Australia, the domestic List A competition. Hit an 85, I believe, just the other day. Really hitting the ball nicely, and I think he's going to transfer that straight into the IPL. Even when he's batting terribly for Australia or for a state, when he rocks up in the IPL, something about that big, big Viva IPL money that he really loves and turns it on for the crowd or lack thereof. I also think, though, big chance, other than those two, Surya Kumar Yadav.
Yeah, he almost had it in last session as well, last edition of Vivo IPL as well. He almost had it. And the sort of start he has had in the international arena, he definitely is full of confidence.
Definitely.
And Warner, he also has that captaincy positive pressure on him, which really turns it on for him in the IPL.
And really turns it on for him in his massive groin.
Definitely. We see a different kind of David Warner. You know, there's another cap going around is available for the players. That's the purple cap.
And that's, is that getting to be the Kolkata Knight Riders captain?
Also.
They give out caps to anyone. They give out a cap to 40-year-old Harbhajan Singh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Owen Morgan will be happy to give it out another time to one of his players, because that's received when you are the highest wicket taker in the Vivo IPL. So, who do you think is going to get that at the end of the season?
The $2 million man, Mr. Jai Richardson. Hailing from Western Australia, he is going to tear up this Vivo IPL. He leading wicket taker in the Big Bash, even having missed a couple of games. He was coming back from injury, but he's 100% now. Four overs is nothing to him. He's a test bowler with a test fifer. He is raw and untested in the IPL, but has played in India. So he has played in India and performed in India, dismissed Virat Kohli a couple times in India, yet hasn't been exposed to this IPL crop of batsmen. So they don't know how to play him yet, whereas he knows how to bowl in Indian conditions. And that is why I think Jai Richardson is going to take home that purple cap, along with $2 million.
Another one for Kings then.
Exactly. Another one for my playoff team, the Punjab Kings. Who do you think is going to be nabbing this purple cap?
I have a feeling, again, that it's going to be a spinner. So who other than Rashid Khan?
We love Rashid Khan on this show.
We love Rashid Khan.
And who knew it spins in India? I didn't. The English test team didn't.
No, I don't.
I think this information needs to be spread a bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
And Rashid Khan would be itching his fingers to get there and bowl.
Also because his finger was broken, and I'm sure it's quite itchy underneath his cast.
Yeah, exactly.
He would be itching his fingers.
That was the only reason, not because the pitches are turning.
Also in the running, we think, are Kahiso Ramada and Andrik Nokia, the two big speedsters for the Delhi Capitals.
I would so hope they both get the purple cap. I wish there were three purple caps, and these three would just share it.
They're just going to play for KKR. Like I said, there's 11 purple caps.
Don't try to poach
when you play for KKR. Now, we said who has made the playoffs in our Dream 11, Dream Vivo IPL. But now we have to justify why. So we're going to start off with the Mumbai Indians, and who we think the best team is for the Mumbai Indians, and then see how that will stack up with the other teams in the playoffs. So I'll start off with the Mumbai Indians for us. We have at the top Mr. Shrek, Rohit Sharma. Alongside him, opening the batting, is Quinton de Kock, Ishikishi at 3, Sky, so Surya Kumar Yadav at 4, Hardik Pandya at 5, Kyron Pollard at 6, Krunal Pandya at 7, Nathan Coulter-Neil at 8, Rahul Chahar at 9, Trent Bolt at 10, and Jasprit Bumrah at 11.
So pretty much the same 11 as they had in the final of the last Vivo IPL?
Pretty much, if not exactly. Every single player in this side has played for India now. Wasn't last year.
Mm.
Last year, Sky, Krunal and Ishikishi hadn't played for India. But now every single player has international experience in this side. That is rare, especially in franchise cricket. That is so rare. It is not rare in international cricket, because by default you have played international cricket, but it is rare for the IPL. Perhaps CSK might be the only other team that would have, that would be able to field a team full of internationals. Perhaps.
In retired internationals.
Retired internationals. Exactly. But yeah, there's firepower in the top, middle and lower order. There's firepower running throughout the guts of this side, whether it be Sharma, de Kock, Ishikishi, Sky, Hardik, Pollard, I could list them all,
yeah.
And they all hit big. Even Nathan Coulter-Neil batting at 8, he hits a long ball. He hit that 95 against the West Indies off not many in last year's World Cup, 2019, so 2 years ago. Big, big player. And then they got plenty of depth. This is, they got players that would walk into most other sides in this IPL that are just sitting on the bench. Lynn, Milne, Neesham. And those are just the overseas that they can't manage to slot into this side. That is a very, very strong team. But there's another strong team in this Vivo IPL. And it is your boys, the Delhi Capitals. Do you want to run us through them?
It's a very strong team. But they don't have Arjun Tendulkar.
They do not have Arjun Tendulkar.
For my best 11 for the Delhi Capitals, I have Shaw and Dhawan opening the batting. Then I have Rahane at 3. I have Pant at 4, Hetmyer at 5, Stoinis at 6, Akshar Patel at 7, Ashwin at 8, Rabada at 9, Ishant Sharma at 10, and Andrich Nokia at 11. Now, we miss Steve Smith from this, but being an international player, it's difficult to fit him in, especially when you want someone like Hetmyer to play in the middle order. Because Steve Smith can't really bat at 5. That's some decision that the Delhi management has to take. But this team is higher from last year. They now believe in their team, in themselves. They know they can lift the trophy. Although there's a big blow in the form of Iyer, who is going to miss most part of this year's Vivo IPL. But they still have a very, very good balance and plenty of experience. And as you mentioned about the Mumbai team, each of the 11 in the Delhi team have also appeared in international cricket, and not just appeared for one or two games. They are proper cemented players in their respective international sides. And what about the bowling? I think this is the strongest bowling lineup in this year's Vivo IPL.
I think so.
With all 5 or 6 bowlers able to bowl 4 overs, the full quota of overs, and pick up as many wickets as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that South African duo of Rabada and Nokia, that is going to be devastating for opposition teams. On to the Sunrisers Hyderabad. Osa would be maybe one of the favourites to take out this trophy, definitely in the top half. I think it's a pretty good consensus that people think they're going to make the playoffs. And why wouldn't they with a team like this? Srivats Goswami, David Warner opening the batting. Manish Pandey at 3. My name is Manish Pandey.
Yep.
If you haven't seen that video, it's very funny. Go to the 2009 or 2008 Under-19 World Cup player introductions, and Manish Pandey has a very comedic look at that. Manish Pandey at 3. Kane Williamson, New Zealand captain, at 4. Kedar Jadhav at 5. Abdul Samad at 6. Jason Holder at 7, Rashid Khanna at 8, Bhuvi Kumar at 9, Sandeep Sharma at 10, and Natarajan at 11. It was so difficult to choose between Bairstow, Holder, and Williamson. Obviously, you're going to have Rashid Khanna on your side. That is a given. Every team would have Rashid Khanna on their side.
Definitely, I'm picking up for my purple cap holder as well.
Yeah.
He's someone who can even bowl the last over of the innings. Exactly. He doesn't have to be a seam at foot to do that.
No.
He can bowl in the power play, he can bowl in the middle, he can bowl at the death.
Yeah.
And he'll still pick up wickets.
Yeah. And so then you have to find a way to fit in Warner, who's the captain. So then there's a 2 overseas slots already taken. So then you've got 2 slots for Bairstow, Holder, and Williamson. That is a tricky situation you find yourself in. And with, they don't really have a bowling all-rounder or a batting all-rounder or any proper all-rounder, you know? So Jason Holder is going to play most games in this year's IPL, as he should. He's a good player. And that's where I think that they, well, there, and also they're so dependent on those overseas batsmen in Warner, Williamson, and Bairstow when they're going to play him, which he will feature, but just no matter how many times. They're so dependent on them that it just, in the IPL, you can be dependent on your local players and still find success, but you can't be dependent on overseas players. I don't know why. It just doesn't work that way. If you're dependent on both, that's fine. But if you're just dependent on your overseas players, also because of things like we see players pulling out, if David Warner pulls out of this Sunrisers Hyderabad side, I don't know for what, but if he does...
Bubble fatigue.
Pulls out for bubble fatigue, then this Sunrisers Hyderabad side has gone to shit, really. You can plug international holes with good local players, but you can't plug good local player holes with internationals, if you understand what I'm saying.
Of course.
There's only 4 spots.
And... There might also be a chance of a few players to leave because of national duty. If I'm not wrong, I think the English side is supposed to leave or something. Mm. So you have to take that. You have to take that into account and have a very good, solid Indian core in your team.
Yeah.
And with the Sunrisers, I completely agree. They have good players for their respective roles. They have good batting separately, they have good bowling separately, but they miss those sort of players who will stand up for whatever needs to be done. Like the Mumbai has Pollard and Hardik Pandya. They would stand up if a couple of overs need to be bowled, they would stand up if some quick runs need to be scored. But I think Sunrisers miss that sort of a player. Jason Holder, yes, he's an all-rounder, but it's very difficult for him to fit in this IPL so soon and perform that sort of a role as of yet.
Yeah. Well, on to another team that has an all-rounder. One of the most expensive players, if not the, in this IPL, the one and only Kyle Jamieson. You have him slotted in at 6 for RCB. One of four middle top order overseas players in their side. We have him listed as Virat Kohli opening the batting with Padikkal, as Virat said he was going to be doing, having opened in that T20 against England. Then we have Finn Allen, not to be confused with not his cousin Fabian Allen, but Finn Allen. Then AB de Villiers, Mr. 360 at 4, Maxwell, Mrs. 360 at 5.
The other Maxwell.
That's what he is known as, other Maxwell. Exactly. I am the big show, and he is the other Maxwell. Yes. Other Maxwell at 5, Jamieson at 6, and then you got Washing Machine Sundar at 7, Harshal Patel at 8, Mohammad Siraj at 9, Chahal at 10, and Saini at 11. Please, take us through this team.
Well, I have them in my top 4 in my playoffs list, but there is a threat to them. They don't have a very reliable middle order. Mm. Yes, we have Maxwell. Yes, we have Jamieson, one of the highest paid cricketers in this year's Vivo IPL. But we all know how mercurial Maxwell is. We all know if he goes big, he goes very, very big. The other Maxwell, sorry.
Yes.
But Jamieson is untested in IPL. And Sundar, although he's at 7, he's just an all-rounder, and we can't really expect him to score consistent 50s. So that puts a lot of pressure on ABD and Virat. Again, Finn Allen, I believe he's making his IPL debut this year, and we can't really expect much of him. But in terms of experience, in terms of load, I think Virat and ABD have a lot of things to do and a lot of pressure on their shoulders. But they are going in with a good aggressive mindset this year, with Virat stepping up and opening the batting for the team. And
for this year's FIFA IPL.
And that is one of the most important reasons that I think it's going to do wonders for them. I think they have a decent bowling lineup with Siraj and Saini getting more experience from last year's Vivo IPL. And Chahal has been out of form, and I'm expecting him to bounce back this year. And Harshal Patel, I think he's going to be a wild card, because he can chip in with the bat, has good slower balls as well in the middle overs, and I think he can provide a good support to the bowling lineup.
Yeah, like you said, I think he's going to be very hit or miss for RCB. What they might be hoping is one game the top three fire and fire big, and then maybe the next game the bottom three, five, six, and seven fire big. I doubt we're going to see many games where the top five or six fire, you know. But I think we're going to see plenty of games where neither of them fire, and they're going to get bowled out for not many. And it's a cardinal sin to be bowled out batting first in a T20.
This is sort of an English national team that if we go big, we go big, and we don't change our mindset. If we get bowled out in 10 overs, they embrace it.
If we play in Ahmedabad, we forget how to bat.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
We drop Moeen Ali. It is the Indian side.
It is.
It is. We drop Moeen Ali, then we ask him to come back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And still not play a game, or did he play all the three T20s? He didn't play the one days.
No, I believe he played the two T20s.
He didn't play the one days. He was there.
It's bloody Chris Wokes. And our final team. So RCB and Punjab Kings, we think, will finish fourth and fifth. Just a matter of luck, really. Which finishes in either. For the Punjab Kings, we have KL Rahul opening the batting with Mayank Agarwal. Then we have Dawid Malan, number one T20 batsman in the world, at number three. Nicholas Puran at four, and he's also the wicketkeeper. Deepak Holder at five. Six, we have Shah Rukh Khan. Seven, big old Riley Meredith from Tasmania. Jai Richardson, at eight. Arshdeep Singh at nine. Mohammad Shami at 10. And Ravi Bishnoi at 11. There is one gaping hole that I see in this side that I think will stop them from winning it. Is if you make it to the playoffs, chances are that you have actually a shot at winning it. But they're missing that number seven slot all-rounder. All-rounder kind of batsman who bowls spin or fast bowler who can really tonk it. Riley Meredith isn't that kind of guy. Riley Meredith is good number eight. So is Jai Richardson. Jai Richardson's an even better number nine, you know? Meredith can hit a long ball, but I don't think he's going to be very effective in that position. Maybe they're going to have... But he is going to tear it up with the ball this year, I think. He is like Norkia in that way. He just hurries batsmen. And if a pitch will have a little bit of pace in it, he'll hurry batsmen all day, every day.
One thing I would point out, first of all, is you have Nicholas Puran as your keeper.
I do.
I think KL Rahul is going to keep.
That is true. He probably will.
But they have a backup keeper then.
They do have a backup keeper. One of them keeps for his country in T20s. Is that one KL Rahul? No.
If Pant is not playing, then if Pant is playing, then Pant is the senior wicket keeper.
If Puran's not playing, Rahul can be keeper then.
I think we have to leave it up to them to fight amongst themselves. I think there's going to be a knockout battle between Rahul and Puran.
Maybe.
And whoever loses is out of the side for this year's VOIPR.
Oof, big, big stakes. Well, another problem with this Punjab Kings side is their international versus local talent balance is it's pretty off. You know what I mean? It's...
That's the problem.
They look like they should be a good side. But then you go and you think, what if KL Rahul has another bad season? What if my Agarwal's form doesn't continue that well? What if Riley Meredith just pitches everything short and gets carded? You know, it's there's a lot of question marks, and really it's hit or miss for them, but they have a better chance than a lot of other teams who are just going to be miss.
Absolutely. And along with missing that number seven all-rounder, I think the reason is exposed even more, that fact is exposed even more with the fact that Deepak Hooda at 5 and Shah Rukh Khan at 6, they are really not that experienced. Shah Rukh Khan is playing his first Vivo IPL and he's really, really untested, as you mentioned. And that puts the whole pressure on Rahul, Malan and Puran, because they are the experienced guys, the experienced batsmen, and not having a lower middle order that much is going to put a lot of pressure for the top four to score 150 runs each game. And that's a lot to ask. Along with the name, I think their fate is going to change this year.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. We will be looking to do extra and more IPL content as it actually comes around. So expect to hear a lot from us on that front. My name has been Maxwell Charzef, and from myself and my co-host Prasuk Jain, it has been a pleasure having you, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.